Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, what's up? Thanks for tuning in today. So one of the cool things I get to do is I get to hear about all kinds of interesting customer experiences. Now, of course, I should say first, most customers are awesome and amazing. If you have customers or clients, I hope they are the best in the world. Commerce is what makes the world go around, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing I also believe is that the customer is not always right. You know, I don't make this show for customers or clients. I make it for side hustlers and small business owners and entrepreneurs and people who are interested in creating something for themselves, right? So sometimes the customer is actually wrong. You know, this whole thing about the customer is always right, that's not true. Sometimes it's not worth chasing business. Sometimes you should fire customers. You know, when they become a burden that prevents you from serving other people who are, I don't know, less difficult or whatever the situation may be, et cetera, et cetera. Again, so this brings me to today's caller, right? Quite a setup. But I'm just going to let you hear her question without further commentary from me. So we got a shout out to our sponsor message. Then you're going to hear Rebecca's question slash story, and then we'll talk about it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey there, this is Rebecca, longtime listener and fan. This is a weird one. I already know what you're going to say about it, or I think I know what you're going to say about it, but I thought I'd ask anyway. It's been bothering me. The short version. So a customer came into an event that I did. They didn't pay beforehand. That's not a huge deal by itself. Sometimes people pay on the spot. The problem is, after the event, she was trying to barter with me instead of paying. Seriously, she offered her services in energy healing in exchange for the ticket price, to which I thought, I don't know, maybe I'd prefer you just pay with your credit card like everyone else. I politely declined her offer. She did pay up, but I could tell she wasn't happy about it. To me, it seemed presumptuous to do what she did. But tell me if I'm wrong. Should I have been happy to barter after the sale? I can handle it. Don't worry.
Hey, Rebecca, if I thought you were wrong, I would say so. But this is pretty absurd. It's pretty amazing. And not a good way amazing, but a stop the insanity kind of amazing. It actually sounds like the definition of a customer that you don't want to have back. Now, of course, if this person had tried to barter before coming to the event, you know, that's fine. Like you might as well try. You know, she could offer something. You could politely say, you know, my energy is good today. Thanks. I don't need that service, or I don't wish to exchange my service for yours. And there's no harm done, right? But as my British friends would say, it's kind of cheeky to attend a paid event and then not pay afterwards. You know, it's like going to a restaurant and then you have your dinner and then you're like, actually, I decided not to pay. Would you mind if I offer acupuncture, you know, in the back to the chef, perhaps? And then, you know, you get miffed when the event planner or business owner, restaurant owner, whatever it is, declines to accept the barter offer. So that's basically what happened. You know, it's kind of cheeky. So in this situation, what you have is a story, and life is made up of stories. And now for the rest of your side hustle career or your entrepreneurial life, you can tell the story of that one time someone tried to barter with you after you'd already given them what they signed up for. You can also move on, you know, and focus on the rest of your customers, which sound much better than this one. And it sounds like that's what you're doing. So keep doing that. No reprimand for me, Rebecca. I think you made exactly the right decision. Listeners, what do you think? Hopefully that woman who offered the energy healing service isn't listening right now. But hey, if she is, maybe there's a lesson there too. In any case, that's it for today. Hope you're doing well over there. Take care of yourself during the holidays. We've got a big year coming up. SideHustleSchool.com/questions if you've got any feedback. You can also follow me on social. We'll continue to have a new episode every day throughout the holidays and beyond, of course. But that's all for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.